感谢主耶稣恩典。
Thank God for His grace.
在这次有机会来到我们园林教会。
That I have the opportunity to come to Garden Grove Church.
看到不少熟识的弟兄姐妹。
And I see a lot of familiar faces.
今天晚上我们一起来查考教会的合一。
Tonight we will study together unity in the church.
一个守法的国家。
A country that abides by the law.
那么让百姓生活的有安全感。
Will allow the citizens to live feeling that sense of safety and security.
但是这个法律必须要建立在真理的上面。
But this law must be established on the truth.
真理是什么呢？
And what is the truth?
保罗他这样说。
Paul said this.
我们来看哥林多后书第一章。
Let us turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
哥林多后书第一章十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 18.
我指着信实的神说，我们向你们所传的道，并没有似而又非的。这里保罗特别提到，他所传的道 是非常实在的。
Here Paul especially mentions that the truth he preaches is very truthful.
是不会改变的。
It is unchanging.
这就是真理。
And this is the truth.
无论是一个国家，
whether it be a country,
或是一个家庭，
or a family,
它都能够建立在真理的上面。
If they are able to be established on truth,
这是最稳固永不动摇的。
This is the most firm and unwavering.
假如违背了真理，
But if you go against the truth,
那么这个国家就要衰败了。
Then this this kingdom or this country will fall.
犹大国末期
At the end of the kingdom Judah,
我们可以看到一个选民的国度到最后衰败。
We see at the end that they fell.
那么最主要就是没有遵守神的道理。
And the main reason why they fell was because they did not abide by the laws of God.
在耶利米那个时代。
During the time of Jeremiah,
他神特别来指示他。
God especially instructed them
来做一件事情。
To do one thing.
我们来看耶利米书三十六章。
Let us turn to Jeremiah chapter 36.
耶利米书三十六章。
Jeremiah chapter 36.
看到三十五章哈。
Let's look at chapter 35.
三十五章的第一节。
Verse 1.
这里提到说，犹大王耶西亚之子耶雅敬的时候，耶和华的话就临到了耶利米。在这个地方提到，在耶雅敬当王的时候。
Here it mentions that during the reign of Jehoiakim, son of Joshua.
这个耶雅敬是一个非常败坏的一个君王。
And Jehoiakim was a very bad king.
他不遵守神的道。
He did not abide by the laws of God.
那个时候神呢，就指示了耶利米。
So God instructed Jeremiah.
在第二节这个地方。
In verse 2.
要他去见利甲族的人。
To go to the Rechabite family.
是要把他们带到一个一间屋子里面请他们喝酒。
And to invite them into a house to give them wine to drink.
那么第五节呢。
In verse 5.
这个先知就在利甲主的面前设摆设满酒的碗跟杯。
In front of the Rechabite family, he set bowls full of wine.
对他们说，请你们喝酒。
And he said to them, drink some wine.
第六节他们却说，我们不喝酒，因为我们先祖利甲的儿子耶拿达曾吩咐我们说，你们跟你们的子孙永远不可喝酒。
In verse 6, it says, They replied, We do not drink wine because our forefather Jenadab, son of Rechab, gave us this command. Neither you nor your descendants must ever drink wine.
其实喝酒是一件小事情。
Actually, drinking wine is a small matter.
但是这个利甲族的人
But this family, this Rechabite family,
因为他们的祖先跟他们讲说不要喝酒。
Because their ancestors told them not to drink wine.
并且要他们过着一个游牧的生活。
And to live this kind of lifestyle.
让他们在生活上有一种危机感。
To have this kind of alertness in their life.
更重要的就是他们懂得了依靠神。
And for them to know how to rely on God.
那么他们这利甲所有的人都同心合意的遵守他祖先的教导。
And so the Rechabite family, they were united in keeping the instruction of their ancestors.
那么在三十五章的十八节
If we look in chapter 35, verse 18,
耶利米就对利甲族的人这样说，万军的耶和华以色列的神这样说，因你们听从你们先祖约拿达的吩咐，谨守他的一切诫命，照他所吩咐你们的去行。第十九节。
19.
所以万军耶和华以色列神这样说，利甲的儿子约拿达必永不缺人，势力在我的面前。这里让我们看到神很欣赏这个利甲族的人。
Here we see that God greatly admired this Rechabite family.
他们这一组的人呢，全部来遵守他们祖先所吩咐的，要遵守的一切诫命。
Because this family was able to keep all the instructions that their ancestors had given to them.
所以神愿意跟他们同在。
So God was willing to abide with them.
有神同在的生活是最有保障的。
And this lifestyle of having God abide with you is the one that is most secure and the most blessed.
所以我们从这个地方就可以了解。
From here we can understand.
一个家族要兴旺。
For a family to be prosperous.
一定要重视神的话。
You must put emphasis on the word of God.
一个国家要兴旺。
For a country to be prosperous.
要蒙神祝福。
To be blessed by God.
也是要看重神的话。
They must also look greatly upon the word of God. 圣经
特别预言到世界末了的时候。
The Bible prophesies about the end of the world.
有一件很奇妙的事情会发生。
One miraculous thing will happen.
我们来看以赛亚书。
If we turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的十九章。
Isaiah chapter 19.
十九章二十三节。
Isaiah chapter 19, verse 23.
这里记载说，当那日啊，必有从埃及通亚述去的大道，亚述人要进入埃及，埃及人要进入亚述，埃及人要与亚述一同敬拜耶和华。这里提到有两个国家。
Here it mentions two countries.
在先知当时呢，埃及跟亚述是强大的国家。
During the time of the prophets, Egypt and Assyria, they were two very strong nations.
一个是在犹大国的北边，一个是在犹大国的南边。
One of them was north of Judah, the other was south.
这两个国家一个共通的特色就是拜偶像。
And the thing that they had in common was they both worship idols.
不认识真神。
They did not know the true God.
但是有一天
But one day,
被神管教之后
after they were chastised by God,
说埃及跟亚述都要来敬拜耶和华。
It says the Egyptians and the Syrians will worship God together.
不但如此
Not only this,
在二十四节特别 在这里讲
In verse 24 it says,
说当那日这个是指着世界末了的时候
It says, in that day, this refers to the end days.
以色列跟埃及、亚述三国都要使地上的人得福。
It says, Israel will be the third along with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing on the earth.
所以认识神才能够真正得到神的福气。
So you must know God to really receive this blessing from God.
所以可见遵守神的话是多么重要。
So this is how important it is to obey the word of God.
那今天教会呢也是一样。
And it applies to the church today also.
教会要发展
For the church to expand.
一定要坚守神的道。
They must keep the word of God.
只有在道理上的合一。
And they must be united in the truth.
教会才能够真正的合一。
And only in this way can the church be united.
那我们要怎么样来促进教会的合一呢？
And so how do we make the church united?
我们来看以弗所书的第四章。
We turn to Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章的第一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
第四章第一节。
Chapter 4 verse 1.
我为主被囚的，劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当以蒙召的恩相称。保罗当时在监牢里头写了这个以弗所书。
At the time Paul was in prison, he wrote Ephesians.
他特别关心到教会的合一。
And he cared about the unity of the church.
所以他说我们蒙了神的恩召。
He says that we have been called by God.
脱离这个罪恶的世界。
To be free from the sin of this world.
进入神的恩典当中。
To enter into the grace of God.
有圣灵帮助我们。
We have the help of the Holy Spirit.
使我们的灵命更加的旺盛。
So that our spiritual life can be even more
prosperous. 使我们能够享受神的福气。
And so we can enjoy the blessings from God.
因此我们不可以忘记神的恩典。
Therefore, we cannot forget the grace of God.
我们有一个共同的这个任务。
We have this common goal.
就是要促进教会的合一。
And that is to encourage the unity of the church.
所以在第二节这里说。
So in verse 2.
凡事要谦虚、温柔、忍耐、用爱心、互相宽容。第三节。
Verse 3.
用和平彼此联络、竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。啊、这个地方就告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
啊，保罗告诉我们要怎么样来追求合一呢？
Paul tells us how we can pursue to be united.
那么第二节这里说，凡事要谦虚。
In verse 2 it says, be completely humble.
我们看到主耶稣。
When we see Jesus Christ.
他是至高至上的天上的真神。
He is the Almighty God in heaven.
他为了爱我们世人。
But because he loved mankind.
他亲自道成肉身。
He came in the form of flesh.
成为人的样式。
Came in the form of man.
甚至用仆人的这种态度来服侍我们众人。
And the attitude of a servant to serve mankind.
他在天父的面前。
And in front of the Heavenly Father.
顺服天父的指示。
He submitted to the will of the Heavenly Father. 走
上了十字架。
And he was crucified.
哎，以至于死啊。
And he died on the cross.
所以看到耶稣的一生。
So when we look at the life of Jesus Christ, he leaves a very good example.
他的谦卑
his humility
表现在顺服的上面
was in his sorrow.
顺服神的话
his humility was in being submissive to the will of God.
在教会里面
so today in the church,
我们说要谦卑
we need to be humble.
谦卑的表现就是顺服真理啊
so when we are humble, we show this by being humble to submissive to the word,
圣灵的带领
submissive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
譬如说我们教会常常会开信徒会议
For example, we will have congregational meetings at church.
那我们一般都是大家热爱我们的教会
And a lot of people have this very fervent love for the church.
哎，那我们就很想让教会啊能够发展
And they want the church to grow.
但是我们看了圣经以后
But after we read the Bible,
哎，我们就发现了
We will realize,
一个教会要怎么发展呢
How does the church grow?
啊，在以弗所书第二章十九节啊
In Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19
这里特别讲到一件事情
It talks about one thing
说我们信的主不再是外人跟客旅的我们是神圣与圣徒同国是神家里的人这句话是非常的重要
It says that once you come to Christ we are no longer foreigners
在牧养上能够像一家人啊
But whether we are members of God's household, we are one family.
这样的教会是最吸引人的。
And this is what is most attractive about a church.
这样的教会也能够让这个宣道呢，大大的发展。
And this is how our evangelical work in the church can grow.
那譬如说，我们根据这节圣经所说的
，According to this Bible verse,
我们就提了一个案。
We can have a proposal.
我们教会啊，要追求主内一家的生活。
We must pursue as a church to live as one family.
提了一个案，当然要有一个好的办法。
And if you make this proposal, then you have to have a way to carry it out.
有好的办法，我们才知道怎么做。
And only when you have a way, then you know how to carry it out.
我们提案的人也知道，哎，圣经告诉我们怎么做。
And the person who proposes this also knows what
教会的生活
Bible teaches us.
就是一种团契的生活。
A life in the church is a life of fellowship.
那从圣经里头的教导。
From the teaching in the Bible,
我们知道这个团契的生活有四个重点、啊、
We know that there are four main points of living a life of fellowship.
信徒要建立互信的关系。
First of all, that they must have this care towards one another.
然后在灵里头彼此懂得分享。
And they must know how to have spiritual sharing.
进一步要彼此的这个相爱。
And they must love one another.
最后呢，大家能够好像一个非常有力的一个团队啊，共同来侍奉。
And lastly, they must serve together as one.
大家团结一致啊，就像一个家庭。
They must be united like a family.
当我们这个案例把它提出来之后
，When we made this proposal,
哎，那经过大家讨论了
，And after discussion,
想不到没有被通过。
But this proposal did not pass.
这个时候，我们提案的人心里怎么想呢
？So how does the person who proposed this feel?
假如我们认识圣经的话。
If we understand the Bible,
圣经告诉我们
the Bible tells us,
我们每次会议的时候
that every time we have a meeting,
都是奉主耶稣圣名来开会的
we start in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
我们也知道我们的教会有圣灵同在
we know that The Holy Spirit abides with our church.
神在我们当中做主。
And God is among us making decisions.
所以我们无论在做什么事情。
So no matter what we do.
都有神在带领。
We have God guiding us and leading us.
我所提的案怎么没有通过呢？
And so why is it that the proposal that I brought up did not pass?
我的案例符合真理啊。
Is according to the truth.
我的办法也符合圣经的真理啊。
And my method is also according to the truth.
哎，怎么没有通过呢？
But how come it did not pass?
有时候我们一时想不通。
Sometimes we may not understand.
但是我们懂得谦卑。
But we know how to be humble.
顺服会议的决定。
And we must submit to the decision of the meeting.
我们再慢慢祷告。
And we must pray.
可能就会发现，哎，为什么不能够被接受
？And then we will realize why it was not accepted.
原因何在？
Where the reason was.
慢慢我们再去突破这些原因，这些困难。
And then we can overcome these difficulties.
因为教会一家，这是很重要的真理啊。
Because the church as one family, this is a very important truth.
那我们存着这个谦卑的心。
And we must have this humble heart.
在求神带领。
To ask God to guide us.
我相信有一天这个议题啊，一定会被接纳的。
And I believe that one day this unity in Christ will be accepted.
假如我们不谦卑的话。
If we don't have humility,
那就糟糕了。
Then this is
因为当天一定有很多的花言啊。
Then this will not be good because on the day of there will be a lot of
有人反对我们。
Opinions and people going against us.
心里就会不高兴了。
And we may be unhappy.
哎呀，这个人岂有此理啊！啊，道理都不懂。
We may think that this person does not understand the
truth. 这么好的这么重要的事情。
This is such an important matter.
怎么还在那边反对
？Why are they still opposing this?
怨言一出来的话，哈。
And once people speak,
教会就乱了。
Then there will be chaos in the church.
教会这个人埋怨，那个人批评。
If this person complains and the other one critiques,
你说这个教会会发展吗
？Do you think this church can grow?
所以真正一个谦卑的信徒。
So this is a humble member.
他相信。
He believes.
既然我们知道说我们真教会有神同在
，that if our true church has the guidance of God,
我们就要顺服神的带领。
That we must submit to the guidance of God.
虽然这一次没有通过，没关系。
Even though this time the proposal may not pass, this is okay.
我相信有神的时候了。
Because I believe that there is a timing of God.
能够在和谐当中，来推展圣工。
And that we can be united in doing holy work together.
这才是神所喜欢的。
And this is what pleases God.
所以保罗说的这个谦卑就是这个道理。
So this is the teaching that Paul mentioned about being humble. 一个谦卑的人
一定相信神在我们当中。
A humble person believes that God is amongst us.
所以我们要尊重我们天上这位神的带领。
So we must honor the and respect the guidance of God in heaven. 这样
教会才能够合一啊。
Only this way can the church be united.
在以弗所书第四章。
If we look in Ephesians chapter 4,
第二节
verse 2,
这里谈到温柔。
It says to be gentle.
我们大家都学会了温柔。
We must learn to be gentle.
教会也能够合一的。
Then the church can be united.
因为在教会里面。
Because in the church.
人多，当然意见多。
There may be a lot of people, and therefore a lot of opinions.
有的人讲话不得体。
And some people may go off topic.
但是我们能够温柔的话。
But if we are able to be humble.
能够化解很多不愉快的事情。
Then we will realize a lot of unhappy matters.
好像主耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus Christ.
他听到拿但业在批评他。
When he heard that Nathanael was critiquing him.
拿但业怎么说呢
？What did he say？
拿撒勒能够做什么好东西啊
？He said, "What good can come out of Nazareth?"
哎，这种话是很侮辱人的。
And this is very insulting.
所以呢，这个但是耶稣呢，他有没有生气呢？
But was Jesus angry?
主耶稣没有生气。
He did not become angry.
他走到拿但业面前啊。
He went before him.
先欣赏他的优点。
And he admired his good point.
你这个人是西底没有诡诈的真以色列人。
He said that you are a true Jew.
你看耶稣这样的一番话。
And when Jesus said this,
感动了这个拿但业。
He touched the heart.
拿但业跟他继续谈话。
He touched his heart so that he continued to talk to him.
哎呀，这一位原来不是一般人啊，他是我们的救主啊。
So he realized that this was no ordinary person, but this was their savior.
所以我们看到圣经这么说。
So what does the Bible tell us?
主耶稣他柔和谦卑。
We see the Bible tells us that Jesus was lowly and humble.
我们要学习他的样式。
So we must imitate.
但是各位要了解啊。
We must understand.
什么叫温柔
？What does it mean to be gentle?
我们一般了解温柔就是不发脾气。
We often have the understanding to be gentle means that you do not get angry, that you have a good temper.
这个叫做温柔。
This is being gentle.
但是我们看看圣经怎么说。
But what does the Bible tell us?
其实温柔就是不该生气的时候，你不要生气。
Being gentle means that when you're not supposed to get angry, you don't get angry.
该生气的时候，你要生气啊。
And when you are supposed to get angry, you get angry.
这才是叫温柔啊。
This is what gentleness means.
我们刚刚提到说，主耶稣很温柔。
We often hear that Jesus is gentle.
但是主耶稣有一次生气了。
But once Jesus became angry.
他为什么来生气呢？
And why did he become angry?
我们来看约翰福音。
Let us turn to John.
约翰福音的第二章。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章十三节
Chapter 2 verse 13
十三节
Verse 13
犹太人的逾越节近了耶稣就上了耶路撒冷去十四节
14.
看见店里有卖牛羊鸽子的并有兑换银钱的人坐在那里十五节耶稣就拿绳子做成鞭子把牛羊都赶出去、赶出店去到处兑换银钱之人的银钱推翻他们的桌子十六节又对卖鸽子的说把这些东西拿去不要将我户的店当作买卖的地方当我们看到这段圣经的描述
When you read this passage,
我们会觉得说、哎、耶稣怎么动作那么粗鲁啊
We realize, why did Jesus make this type of action?
但是这个是反映出耶稣生气了
But this was, this shows God, Jesus became angry.
他怎么会生气了呢
And why did he become angry?
因为这些人所做的这个行为啊
Because of the actions of these people.
是让人离开神啊
The actions of these people led people away from God.
拜神的地方
This is a place of worship.
竟然只会、去做买卖
But they turned it into a place of selling things.
趋向了这个世界
And so they turned the hearts of men towards this world.
心中没有神了。
So in their hearts, they no longer had God.
这个是非常可怕的一件事情。
And this is a very frightful matter.
它是导致人的灵命死亡啊。
Because they enabled the spirituality of a person to death.
所以这里说耶稣生气了。
And therefore Jesus became angry.
当我们看这个摩西的时候。
When we look at Moses.
圣经也说摩西是极其柔和谦卑的。
Yeah, and the Bible also says that Moses was lowly and humble.
可是有一次他生气了。
But there was one time when he became angry.
当他领受两块滑板、啊、下山的时候。
That is when he took the two stone tablets and he was going down the mountain.
看到他的百姓、啊、竟然拜起金牛犊来了。
And he saw the Israelites were worshipping the golden calf.
这是多么亵渎神啊。
And this was against God.
他真的看了非常的生气。
So he became very angry.
气到两块滑板摔下去了。
And so he threw the stone tablets.
当然，天上的神也生气了。
And God in heaven also became angry.
原本要来灭绝这些百姓啊。
And at first he wanted to destroy all these Israelites.
幸好摩西苦苦的哀求。
But Moses pleaded on their behalf.
但从这里让我们明白。
Here we can understand.
什么时候该生气啊
？When we can become angry.
当这个神的真理啊被这个践踏的时候。
When people are walking on the truth of God,
影响人的灵命的时候
and affects the spirituality of men,
我们不能够静默不言
we cannot be quiet and not do anything.
静默不言的话，那表示我们已经也失去真理了。
If we are quiet and we don't do anything, that means that we also have lost the truth.
在大陆的教会
in the church in China,
有一天啊
one day,
有一个信徒
there was a member there,
在书店买了一本书。
He bought a book at a bookstore.
叫做异端与邪教。
And it talks about blasphemy and heresies.
啊，那么呢，他看到以后啊
，After he saw this,
里头在批评我们真耶稣教会啊。
They were critiquing True Jesus Church.
误导那众人呢，离开真教会。
And this will lead others to leave the True Church.
误导众人呢。这个误会了这真教会
and lead others to have a misunderstanding about the true church
所以大陆教会的那些传道长子啊他开会了
so the elders and the pastors in China they had a meeting
我们要怎么采取行动
of what action they were to take
他们就写了一封信给有关的单位
and so they wrote a letter to the organization
向他们申诉
and they said to them
说这本的书对我们的教会很大的这个侮辱跟亵渎。
They said that this book was a heresy against our church.
感谢主的恩典啊。
And thank God for His grace.
这有关当局很重视啊。
That they put this matter. They consider this matter.
就下令把那本书从书店啊把它拿下来。
So they decided to remove this book from the bookshelf.
把它烧掉了。
And to burn all of them.
然后在政府的一个重要的那个刊物啊，连续两个月啊，刊出这个道歉的启示啊。
And in the government publication, there were 2 months where they issued an apology.
所以我们可以看到我们大陆的教会。
So we can see the church in China.
这些圣职人员。
These holy workers.
对于真理的维护非常的积极。
That they were very proactive in guarding the truth.
所以我们真教会的弟兄姐妹。
So the brothers and sisters in True Jesus Church.
对于维护真理啊，是人人有责任啊。
We have the responsibility to guard the truth.
假如说跟得救无关系，没有关系的。
If it does not relate to our salvation.
那我们要让步了。
Then we must give way.
我们不要随便生气。
We should not be so easily angered.
比如说有一个老人啊。
For example,
他到邮局里头啊去办事情。
If there is an elderly person who goes to the post office to take care of some business,
他到柜台要办事情的时候
，when he goes to the counter,
哎呀，那个办事员很凶啊。
The person at the counter is very angry.
就骂这位老人说：“你没有眼睛吗
？”He said, "Do you not have eyes?"
哎，你是瞎眼吗
？Are you blind?
你没有看看这写什么
？Don't you see what it says?
哦，这个非常的凶。
And so he was very mean.
也实在是非常没有礼貌。
And very rude.
但是这老人脾气很好。
But this old man had very good temper.
看一看，哎呀，对呀，做错了。
And he said, "Yes, I walked in the wrong place."
他就去找到那个正确的柜台了。
And so then he went to find the right counter.
事情办完回去之后。
And after he took care of business, he went back.
他一直在想。
And he thought.
哎，他说：“哎呀，这个尤其这些办事的人啊。”情绪都不控制得好。
He thought that the people working in the post office they
did
not control.
有一天呢，会闹出很可怕的事情来。
They did not control their emotions very well, and one day something
bad
could happen.
爱护这些年轻人啊。
And
就是说关心这些年轻人。
So he cared for these young workers.
啊，所以他就写了一封信。
So he wrote a letter.
给这个邮局啊。
To the post office.
那么其他的。孩子去寄这封信。
And he asked his children to go mail this letter.
那孩子问爸爸说：“你寄这个信到邮局干什么呢？”
So the child asked the father, "Why do you want to write this letter to the post office?"
他爸爸就把这个经过告诉他。
And so the dad told him what had happened.
哎呀，他的孩子很生气了。
And the child was very angry.
啊，爸爸，你怎么那么脾气那么好啊
？He said, "Father, why is your temper so good?"
年轻人对你那么不礼貌。
This young man was so rude towards you.
应该当场要责备他。
At that point, you should have rebuked him.
他爸爸跟他讲。
But his father told him.
当然了，我也知道要责备他。
Of course, I knew I should have rebuked him.
但是你知道吗
？But do you know?
当我要开口的时候。
When I opened my mouth.
他正好呢，打开抽屉啊。
He opened his drawer.
我看到他抽屉有一把枪啊。
And I saw a gun in there.
你说我应该骂他吗
？Do you think I should be
他孩子说：“哎呀，对呀、啊，爸爸还是你聪明。”
Do you think I should rebuke him? And the child said, "Yes, father, you are very intelligent."
哎，但是呢，他爸爸就责备他了。
But his father rebuked him.
你这样的观念就是欺善怕恶，欺负善良的人呐、啊，怕这个恶人、啊。
So the father said, "This kind of mentality that you have, you are." Abusing those who do good and rewarding those who do evil.
这样是不对的。
And this is wrong.
我们做人不可以这样子。
As human beings, we cannot be like this.
哎，所以温柔就是说，我们遇到那些得罪我们的人啊。
So being gentle means that those who do ill against us.
他所做的跟得救没有关系。
If it does not pertain to our salvation,
我们就让步了。
Then we should give way.
哎。这个就是温柔嘛。
This is what it means to be gentle.
但是真理上就不是这样了。
But this does not pertain to the truth.
真理绝对不容许任何的扭曲。
the truth does not allow anybody to twist it.
温柔的人是有立场的。
And so there are circumstances where you have to be gentle. 我们再来看
以弗所书的第四章。
Let us look back at Ephesians chapter 4.
以弗所书第四章，再看到第二节。
Verse 2.
这里提到说要忍耐。
Here it says to be patient.
在教会里头懂得忍耐。
In church, we must know how to be patient.
有助于教会的合一。
And this is to help the unity of the church.
为什么要忍耐呢？
Why must we be patient?
因为圣经告诉我们,
because the Bible tells us,
教会的弟兄姐妹的灵性各有不同,
that there are different personalities in the church.
有的像婴孩很容易嫉妒纷争,
some of them are like infants and they get jealous very easily.
有的像小孩无知容易受骗,
and some are like children, they are innocent and easily fall into traps.
但是呢，有些像成年人啊，那么就懂得分辨好坏了。
But then there are also those adults who know how to discern between good and evil.
所以我们每个人都要长大、成熟，属灵上像成人了。
So all of us must grow and become spiritually mature.
那这样我们就懂得忍耐。
Then we will learn how to endure and be patient.
忍耐不是消极的忍耐。忍耐是要积极的去帮助对方。
And so we must be proactive in being patient and helping others.
所以第二节这里说啊。
So in verse 2 it tells us.
忍耐还用爱心互相宽容。
It says be patient, bearing with one another in love.
所以主耶稣说。
So Jesus said.
你不要跟恶人作对。
You must not be the enemy of those who do evil.
有人打你的右脸的时候。
If someone hits you on your right cheek,
那么你连左脸都要转过来给他打。
Then you must turn so that they could hit your left cheek too.
这个左脸转过来给他打，这个很多人不太了解。
A lot of people cannot understand this.
这什么意思啊？
What does this mean?
难道真的这左脸要转过来给他打吗？
Does it mean that I really have to turn my cheek, other cheek, for them to hit?
我们看到马太福音五章三十九节的下文。
But if we look in Matthew chapter 5 verse 29,
我们看马太五第五章。
Matthew
chapter 5. 39节这里说，你们不要跟恶人作对，有人打你的右脸，连左脸转过来由他打。
Verse 39 it says, But I tell you, do not resist any evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
有人打你的右脸，你不可以跟他作对。
And so you cannot resist those who strike you on your cheek.
但是打你，那左脸还要转过来给他打，什么意思呢？
But you must turn to him the other also. What does this mean?
从四十节读到四十四节啊。
If we read from verse 40 to 44,
我们就可以知道了。
Then we can understand.
答案就在四十四节啊。
The answer is in verse 44.
就是主耶稣说，我告诉你们，要爱你们仇敌，为那逼迫你们的祷告。
Jesus said, "But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you."
忍耐不只是说啊，不要跟他作对就好了。
To be patient does not mean to not only resist the other person,
是要爱你们的仇敌，为他祷告。
But to love your enemies and to pray for them.
这才是积极的作为。
And this is a very proactive way.
所以主耶稣也是一样被打了。
So Jesus was also struck.
主耶稣没有跟对方来作对。
But he did not oppose or resist them.
结果主耶稣不但被打，又被钉在十字架上面。
So in the end, Jesus is not only struck, but he was also crucified on the cross.
主耶稣真的照他自己的教训，向天父祷告。
And so he prayed to the Heavenly Father.
他向天父祷告说：“父啊，你要原谅这些无知的人。”
Father, he said, Father, please forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
所以，忍耐就是要用这个爱心，爱人爱到底。
So to be patient means to have this love and to love others to the end.
尤其面对这些无知的人啊。
Especially those who are foolish.
我们呢，求神呢，帮助他们，让他们去除无知。
We must pray to God and ask God to help them.
那么在我们的生活当中。
So in our daily lives.
也常常会碰到弟兄姐妹互相得罪的事情。
We may often encounter situations when brothers and sisters may sin against one another.
那主耶稣给我们一个更具体的教导。
And Jesus Christ, he gave us a teaching.
你面对一些冲突的时候怎么办？
of what you should do when you encounter such a situation.
我们看马太福音十八章。
If we turn to Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章十五节。
Verse 15.
若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。十六节。
16.
他若不听你，你就另外带一两个人同去，要凭两三个人口做见证，句句都可定准。这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
当有人得罪我们的时候。
When someone sins against us.
当然我们要主动积极。
Of course, we must be very proactive.
来跟他和好。
In being able to be.
然后告诉他，这个错在哪里。
To be able to show him his faults.
那他只要还不认错。
And if they still will not admit to their mistake.
我们就找几位有道理的弟兄姐妹再劝劝他。
Then we ask some brothers and sisters who have the truth to go talk to them.
在不听的时候。
And if he still will not listen.
十七节说。我们就告诉教会。
In verse 17, it says to tell the church.
那若是不听教会，就看他是像外邦人，跟税吏一样。
And if he doesn't even listen to the church, then treat him as a pagan or a tax collector.
所以说，我们处理这些冲突的时候
，So this tells us how we can deal with this type of situation.
我们应该遵照主耶稣的教训。
We must respect the teaching of Jesus Christ.
绝对不要说，不尊重主的教训。
We must respect and honor his teaching.
不尊重教会。
And to respect the church.
那用个人的意思。
We must not use our own means.
彼此的攻击回报，这样就不好了。
To attack other people, this is not good.
所以这个是要促进教会的合一。
And so this is how we can promote the unity of the church.
一定要尊重教会。
We must respect the church.
这个是非常重要的。
This is very important.
那我们再来看以弗所书。
Let us look at Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Chapter 4.
第四章的第三节。
Verse 3.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。这里又告诉我们怎么样促进教会的合一呢？
Here it tells us how we can promote the unity of the church.
说要以和平彼此联络。
It says to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
所以我们要追求人与人之间的和睦。
We must pursue this peace and harmony between people.
所以我们要扮演和平的使者。
So we must be a peacemaker.
好像我们这个这个手呢，这个骨头有一个筋把它连接起来，那两只这骨头呢就能够活动了。
Just like how our bones are joined together by tendons, and then it can move.
所以我们就让肢体之间呢彼此联络的好。
So we must have this good connection between the different body parts.
那么这个要彼此和平的话，
and so if we are to have peace and harmony,
就要学会彼此的饶恕。
Then we must learn to forgive one another.
应该把这个怨恨呢，把它拿下来。
And to remove
And
any place that we feel that we can entrust this to Jesus Christ.
尤其在教会里面呢。
Especially in the church.
被弟兄亏待，这个主耶稣会纪念了。
Our Lord Jesus will remember.
大家能够让一步的话。
If we are able to each take a step back.
那么就能够促进彼此的和睦。
Then we are able to promote peace and harmony.
这个是教会合一很重要的一件事情。
This is very important for the unity of the church.
那么第三节这里又说。
In verse 3 it also tells us
说要竭力保守圣灵所赐合为一的心
to make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit
我们的合一原本是圣灵所赐的
this unity was given by the spirit
我们若是没有信主的话
if we did not come to believe in Christ
你看这个世界啊，怎么会合一呢
if we are in this world how will we be united
没有圣灵带领
if we do not have the guidance of the Holy
Spirit没有一定的标准
then there is no standard into what each person thinks
因为他们没有真理嘛
because they don't have the truth
没有真理怎么会合一呢
if you don't have the truth how can you be united
那我们信主以后
after we come to know Christ
我们圣灵是认识真理啊
through the Holy Spirit we come to know the truth
所以我们追求圣灵的充满
So we pursue the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
我们就懂得要照真理而行。
Then we know to live a way according to the truth.
所以教会当然能够合一啊。
Then the church can be united.
而这个是圣灵所赐的。
And this is what the Holy Spirit has given us.
圣灵在我们信主的时候赐给我们这个合一的心。
When we came to believe, the Holy Spirit gave us this heart of unity.
但是不是说从此以后就真的都合一了。
But it doesn't mean that from then on that we are always united.
这里还告诉我们人要尽本分了。
It tells us that man has to make an effort.
要竭力保守。
To make an effort to keep this unity.
圣灵赐给我们合一的心。
The Spirit gave us this heart of unity.
好像我们的婚姻。
Just like marriage.
是主耶稣赏赐给我们的。
It is given by God.
所以我们一开始有一个美好的婚姻。
So in the beginning we have a wonderful marriage.
但这个婚姻也要竭力去保守。
But we must also keep make an
effort
to keep the marriage.
我们都要立志照神的话去促进婚姻的这个幸福。
To make this determination to go into this marriage according to the word of God.
所以我们要怎么尽力来保守圣灵所赐合为的心呢？
So how do we make an effort to keep the unity of the Spirit?
圣经告诉我们，我们首先要不断的靠圣灵来改变自己。
The Bible teaches us that we must rely on the Holy Spirit to change us.
我们不能改变自己，我们怎么能够去帮助别人呢？
If we cannot change ourselves, then how can we help others?
所以当我们体验到，靠主耶稣的帮助，我们改变了。
So when we experience the help from God, then we ourselves are changed.
我们体验到了。
When we have experienced this,
我们知道圣灵的能力了。
Then we know the power of the Holy Spirit.
我们就有这个信心。
Then we have this faith.
虽然要面对很多难题。
Even though we may encounter a lot of difficulties.
但是我们有信心说靠着主的帮助。
But we have the faith to rely on the help of God.
能够促进教会的合一。
And then we can promote the unity of the church.
所以保罗在这里告诉我们。
So Paul tells us here.
教会合一的重要性。
The importance of unity in the church.
教会的合一才能够促进教会的发展。
Only when the church is united can the church grow and be prosperous.
但是在这两节当中，
But in these two verses,
告诉我们有四个重点。
It tells us four main points.
就是要谦卑。
That is to be humble.
要温柔。
To be gentle.
那么要忍耐。
To be patient.
然后呢，要用和平的这个方式来跟大家联络。
And to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
带领教会的合一。
And this is to lead the unity of the church.
唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
228首。
228.